Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we are going to start our series on running back rushing yards props. And our very first running back that we're going to focus in on is transfer Quinshon Judkins for Ohio State. And it's going to kind of be a pair with Travion Henderson. God bless, I can't talk today. But anyway, so we have two lines here, and they're somewhat similar. Judkins is 800 rushing yards, and then Henderson is 700 rushing yards. But what we're going to really break down on this series, similar to what we did for quarterbacks, is we want to look at the pass rate over expectancy. Obviously, a negative pass rate over expectancy is better for rushing. A positive one is better for passing, you know, especially based off the, you know, the down and distance. Then we're going to look at the pace. And then when it comes to the running backs, we have a couple of different things we're going to look at. I want to look at the offensive lines returning production. I'm going to look at the overall stuff rate, which is where a tackle is made at or behind the line of scrimmage. And then I want to look at the offensive line yards, which is where basically how much of a push the offensive line gets on average, like how many yards they create. And then when I look at the running backs, I'm only going to look at three metrics simply because I really don't want to get too in the weeds over a couple of things here. You know, we could shill out 9, 10, 15, 20 statistics, but I think these are going to be the ones that really, really like factor in. So the main one we have is going to be broken tackles plus missed tackles divided by attempts. So essentially that is kind of letting you know what the running back is doing, you know, outside of the offensive line, right? So it's not like a yards or anything like that. So we have that metric. Then we have yards after contact per attempt. So again, another standalone metric for the running back. And then lastly, we just have attempts. And the reason I put such a, I guess, basic stat in there with this is we need to see what type of volume the running backs got last year in correlation to what they're probably going to get this year. And then that way we can, you know, we're not going to project how many attempts they're going to get, but every one of these running backs that I have written down on this prop list had at least 100 attempts. So what that tells me is they were somewhat significant in the offense. And, you know, because I'm not going to sit here and look at a running back who had 30 attempts last year and try to be like, oh, yeah, I project them to have this amazing year. Like, we're just not going to do that. I'm not a scout. I don't ever claim to be one. I want to work with the advanced data that's going to lead me in the right direction. So first things first, we're going to start with Judkins. And he's going to be the main one we're like factoring in on here. Not so much on Travion Henderson. But let's look at the overall pass rate over expectancy profiles. Now, as most of you already know, as I've touched base on this on several episodes, Ohio State is getting Chip Kelly as their offensive coordinator, and that's going to change a couple of things, right? So the main thing is going to be in the passing downs pass rate. So pass rate over expectancy on standard downs last year in a Chip Kelly offense was -1.55%. And so that means that they had a rush rate of 61.5% on standard downs. And then on passing downs, it was +0.003%. So that's essentially like they, you know, they're right at the average, right? So that means they had a 40% rush rate on passing downs. Now, you're probably thinking like, okay, well, that's pretty like normal, you know, like, so what's the big deal? It's normal. Well, when we're looking at the pass rate over expectancy of Ohio State last year, there's a gigantic change when it comes to passing downs. So on passing downs last year, Ohio State was plus 14.48%, which means they threw the ball 74% of the time on passing downs. Now, that is a gigantic difference. Now, again, Travion Henderson played in this offense last year. Quinshon Judkins did not. But the optics of it matter, right? So we're going to be rushing the ball more. And then when we look at pace, it's going to be a higher paced offense. You know, UCLA was 17th in overall pace, 24.15 seconds per play. And Ohio State last year was 80th, 27.61 seconds per play. So to give a very quick synopsis, they're going to run the ball more than they did last year, and they're going to run more plays than they did last year. So the volume numbers, check off those boxes. They're already there, right? So then when we look at the offensive line snaps returning production, Ohio State is tied for first overall with 100% of their offensive line snaps coming back. And that means that any lineman that had over 300 offensive snaps, offensive lineman snaps last year, is coming back this year, whether it's via, you know, staying with the team or via the transfer portal. Now, they did have a couple of transfers, if I'm not mistaken, but it was nothing like the lengths of, you know, like Colorado, where they replaced the entire line with, you know, transfers. So the stuff rate last year for Ohio State in this offensive line was 53rd overall. So that's 15.4%. And then from an offensive line yards created ranking, they were 57. So neither one of those are astronomically like elite, you know, but they are above average, and they'll probably improve upon that with the scheme, with more of a running scheme from Chip Kelly and with the continuity that they bring back. So those are big factors, in my opinion. So when I go to look at the overall metrics for the running backs, there's a vast difference in the running backs to me. So Judkins is 27th overall when it comes to broken tackles plus missed tackles, you know, divided by attempts. 26.6% of his attempts on those type on those runs, did he force, you know, missed tackle, broke tackle, you know, so he is elusive. And that is something that's, you know, a really big catalyst for any type of Chip Kelly offense. And that's kind of been like, you know, the main thing going forward for him. And, you know, Judkins is 5'11", 210. So he's not like some type of scat back. So he is bigger. And then when you get to the yards after contact per attempt, he's 94th out of 200 qualifying running backs who had at least 100 carries last year. And so he averaged 2.9 yards per yards after contact per attempt. So what that means to me is he has some elusiveness, and he does have, you know, average, like, you know, punishing style, right? Now, he was fifth in attempts last year with 271 attempts. He was the main, you know, bell cow style running back for Ole Miss. Now, that he's not going to get 271 carries this year. That's just not going to happen. He's going to be splitting these carries with Travion Henderson, and, you know, that's going to matter when it comes from a volume perspective. But the flip side to that is he's just better than Henderson. And I believe that wholeheartedly. A lot of people might disagree, but the metrics, in my opinion, say otherwise. Now, when we look at Henderson's metrics, his broken tackles divided by missed tackles by attempts, he's 145th at 14.1%. And that just tells me he's not super elusive. And that's kind of, you know, we would like, when taking these type of props with running backs, we need talented running backs simply because offensive lines get hurt and we need them to be able to make up for that. We don't want plodding running backs who are just running behind, you know, the best offensive line in the country, and that is the angle. You know, they have to have some juice too, you know, and so he's 145th in that. He is 60th in yards after contact per attempt, which, you know, is right in line with Judkins. But the thing is, they're like the same size. They're both 5'10", 212, 210, you know. So there's just more juice when it comes to Judkins. And I think even if they go 50-50 timeshare, which is more than likely what's going to happen, I think we still have enough volume there to make it a reality. Last year, you know, UCLA averaged almost 40 rushing attempts per game. And that's a lot. Now, I'm not saying they're going to average that at Ohio State, but I am going to say that, you know, Will Howard is a game manager, which I've said that in several episodes. That is what they expect him to be. They are not going to expect him to be C.J. Stroud, because we all know that he is not. And so they're going to lean more into this two-headed, you know, running back committee. Now, the only thing that would make it, you know, I guess, you know, give you more pause and make it more treacherous is if all of a sudden it's a three running back committee. But I don't really see that being the case. I think Judkins and Henderson are going to be the main guys. And I think Judkins is the better running back, and he does benefit running behind, you know, a very good offensive line. Not elite, in my opinion, but good enough to where he should be able to crush 800 rushing yards. And obviously, you know, with running back, you're always going to err. It's always tough to take overs, and anybody who tells you otherwise is lying and full of shit. Because they get injured more than any other position, and it can really derail a season, even when you're going well. But I do think, like, if we get a solid, healthy season, I think Judkins should crush. This offense is built for the running backs to excel. I am not going to have a play on Henderson simply because I don't want to take the under and the over on the same team. I just don't really like jamming like that. It feels like I got to get too many things right. But I am going to lay off of him simply because his standalone metrics are below average, to be kind. So, well, that's going to be it for today's episode. I am going to have probably three or four more running backs that I want to talk about. I finished my analysis on them, took my notes, and there's some good value. Again, it's very similar to all the other college props I've seen. It is almost like a copy-paste style of line that's being put out there, and there is a ton of discrepancy in certain areas, and I think that they're just up for taking. And I could be 100% wrong, but these lines are soft. They look soft, and it doesn't look like a lot of thought's gone into them. And I don't believe they're near as sharp as, say, an NFL line or anything like that. So other than that, guys, if you want to reach out to me, if you want to give suggestions for content for me to cover, or if you just want to talk about, like, you know, the process and the data and all that jazz, you can always reach me on Twitter, or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. And as always, thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.